The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM. Explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Yeah, this is a... It's an interesting conversation because a very horrible thing happened to a US tourist a couple of months ago. He went to Cape Town on holiday. He rented a car from the airport. He put the destination where he wanted to go into Google Maps, and it took him through an area of the Cape Flats, and he was attacked and shot and ended up in hospital. And turns out the car company then wanted to sue him for damage to the vehicle, and he sort of stripped his, you know, and now he's suing Google Maps and the car company, saying they should have warned him that where the maps was directing him was not a safe place to be.
Ja, so dit het met 'n paartjie eintlik gebeur en die man was die een wat aangeval was, maar sy vrou het deur ongelooflike rowwe emosionele ervaring gegaan om te kyk wat nou aan haar man gedoen word. They were actually on their way to the airport to go and return the car that they were using to get an SUV because they wanted to go and explore the Kalahari. Daar's soveel mooi plekke in Suid-Afrika wat oorseese toeriste wil kom sien. Maar as hierdie van die gevare is wat vir hulle inlê, then we can actually say goodbye to our tourism industry because this is a big story.
Kyk, dit is nie die enigste mense waarvan ons weet nie. Daar is regtig baie toeriste wat hierdeur geraak word. En 'n mens kan nou oor verskriklik baie elemente praat wat hieraan gekoppel is, but at the news team, we were thinking about something like Google Maps, right? Or any other map that you can access on your smartphone. How clever is it to follow them? You know, so we spoke to an editor at My Broadband, Jan Vermeulen, and he says technology doesn't know everything. So concerning your safety, it might be a good idea not to follow it blindly, especially when it comes to Google Maps. And it's not only because of, you know, things like dangerous environments. It can also be some of these examples.
There have been several examples of people following Google Maps, either like into lakes, off of cliffs, into the ocean, and not just Google Maps, Apple Maps as well.
So there you have that.
So it's, you can't trust your phone.
No, I mean, I've had situations where I've been driving and, you know, it turns you the wrong way up a one-way street, or it wants you to go down a road that doesn't exist, or like these things, take a left turn here. And there is no left turn here. If I turned left here, I would have driven into a, you know, a ditch.
Yeah. So what can mens doen dan? Vooral as jy in 'n land is wat jy nie ken nie, Google Maps is jou vriend as jy oorsee reis of in 'n dorp is wat jy nie ken nie. So nou, what is the recourse then?
So natuurlik, ek weet, dit is mens kan nie altyd 100% seker wees nie, maar die beste manier volgens Vermeulen is dan nou maar om te praat met die mense in die omgewing en te sê, luister, ek ken nie die omgewing so goed nie, hierdie is wat die maps sê. Moet ek deur hierdie township ry of is hierdie 'n goeie pad om te ry as op baie slaggate? Partykeer moet 'n mens dan sekerlik nou ook net 'n kaart vat, maar daar is ook maniere om jou eie veiligheid te verseker. Mens moet nou net daarvoor betaal, né? Hier is van die voorbeelde van hoe jy jouself kan help as jy iemand betaal om verantwoordelikheid te neem vir jou veiligheid.
You sign a contract if you go with Fidelity or Monitornet or whoever else. To give an example, CarTrack and Tracker and all these kinds of vehicle tracking companies have a service that they offer motorists where if they see that you are off your typical route or going into a dangerous area, they call you to check that you're safe. And if you're safe, to go, are you aware that you are going into an incredibly dangerous area right now? And if you're not aware, then you can turn around and make a better decision.
I know those services exist. The thing that gets me, because I have one of those services, and I have had those exact phone calls. But the last time I got one of those calls, we were in Maboneng, you know? I was in Joburg, and I feel some kind of way that folks are going to turn around and go, hey, you're in your own city, you're in this place, are you okay? And look, I get it, maar verstaan jy, I feel some kind of way. Ons gaan net Maboneng toe, ons gaan eet. You know, we do this, this is what a thing that happens in Johannesburg.
It shouldn't be a concern. En my ding is, daai tipe dienste is nie noodwendig beskikbaar wanneer jy 'n oorseese toerist is nie. Like, you can't, maybe that's something that car hire companies in unsafe areas can maybe look into.
Well, this is one of the things the American tourist was saying. He wants to sue the car hire company because he said they should have told him where the areas were he shouldn't be driving through, which I kind of get. But I also, like, Google, they're not, you know, hugely present in South Africa all the time. We're a small country, small territory to them. Like, I'm also not going to rely on them to be the source of information. But if you're coming from overseas, I kind of get it.
So mens leer dan jy, daar is sekere vrae wat jy moet vra wanneer jy 'n kar gaan huur iewers.
Ja.
Ja, and unfortunately in the country that we live in and for people that are coming to visit it, this is the situation that we now sit in.
The Drive with Robin Ross, weekdays 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.